Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Zayin brings us back to the topic of Eruvei Techumen, and we're going to use several cases to illustrate some of the halachos we've talked about and some new halachos. So Mishnah Zayin has a few cases. The first case is Mishahaya B'Mizrach. If a person is on the eastern side of the city, presumably outside of the city, on the east, and he says to his son or to any other messenger, Arevli b'marav, place for me, this is Friday afternoon, and he says, place for me an Eruv on the western side of town. Or the inverse, right? B'marav amalivno arevli mizrach. Or he was on the western side, and he says to his son, or another shliach, make me an Eruv on the eastern side. So now, we have to do some calculations. Im yesh heimenu uleveso alpayim amos, ule eruvo yoser mikan. If, when he actually sits down to think about it and calculate it out, his house is within 2,000 amos of where he is right now, but his Eruv is greater than 2,000 amos from where he is right now. So then, mutar levesov asher le'eruvo. His Eruv doesn't work, right? His Eruv isn't going to work because he can't get there. We know that one of the rules of Eruv is you have to be able to get there. But if you start Shabbos more than 2,000 amos away from where your Eruv is, then you can't get to your Eruv, and therefore the Eruv doesn't take effect. However, his house still works for him, meaning he still retains his original tchum because he is less than 2,000 amos from his house. And our assumption is, the halachic assumption is, that since he's within 2,000 amos of his house, he had his house as a mental backup in case the Eruv wouldn't work. So therefore, he doesn't lose that original tchum as he would in some cases that we have discussed earlier in the Masechta. However, what about the inverse? Le'eruvo alpayim amo uleveso yoser mikan. If his eruv is within 2,000 amos of where he is, but his house is further. Now that is conceivable, right? If he is if he's outside the city or the outskirts of the tchum, and his eruv is kind of across the top of the city. He's in the northeast, and his eruv is in the northwest, less than 2,000 amos away. But his house is in the southern half of the city, so it's more than 2,000 amos from him. So in that case, also leveso umutal eruvo. Right, then his Eruv works. His Eruv works because he's less than 2,000 amos from it, and that's what he wanted, his Eruv to work. But of course, Asher Leveso, he loses the Tchum that was centered around his house, and in fact, since his house is more than 2,000 amos away from where he is, he can't walk to his house. Unless, of course, his house is within 2,000 amos of his newly placed Eruv, right? Because then he can walk to the Eruv, and then to his house. Okay, so the next case illustrates, it teaches a new halacha. Hanosin es eruvo b'ibura shel ir, lo aso lo klum. If one places his eruv in the ibur expansion zone of the city, we talked about the ibura shel ir before, when you have a house sticking out or a bridge that has the place for the toll collector to live, and that sticks out of the city less than 70 and 2/3 amos, we expand the city out there. So this creates expansion areas, which are not really part of the city, but are halachically part of the city. So if you place your Eruv in an Ibur, right, in one of these expansion zones, so it doesn't actually accomplish anything, because you're actually halachically still in the city. And therefore, placing an Eruv in that zone, yeah, of course it gives you 2,000 amos from that place, but it actually gives you the entire city and 2,000 amos from the city, which is even more than 2,000 amos from where you are in every direction. And so that doesn't really accomplish anything. However, case number three, nisano chutz l'tchum. If he placed the Eruv outside the tchum. Now, it doesn't actually mean outside the tchum. It means outside the beginning of the tchum, meaning outside of the city and outside of the ibur. So outside of in the tchum, outside the city. Afilu amachas, even one amma, any amount, but you're now outside the city. So now you're not in and outside the ibur. So you're now not getting the tchum of the city anymore. And you've now established your own tchum. So in that case, the Mishnah points out, Mashaniskar humafsid. Whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. This leads us actually to an interesting halacha. If you are in a city, so we have already mentioned that you get the whole city and then 2,000 amos outside. And the mechanism by which that works is that we basically consider the entire city to be dalet amos. The entire city is like four amos, meaning it's your immediate area. And your eruv is counted from around you, meaning around you in all directions, not counting the city, because the city is where you're standing. The whole city is like it's under your feet. And then 2,000 amos out of that. So when you make your new Eruv outside of the city, so then the status of the city depends on the relation between your Tchum and it. If it is a relatively small city, so that your Tchum, which is now slightly outside the city, encompasses the whole city, right? Your 2,000 amos would go through the city and come out the other side. So then the city that is within your Tchum is also considered just dalet amos. So that means that if you are, let's call it 500 amos outside of the city, and the city is less than 1,500 amos wide. Right, so that means your 2,000 amah tchum ends outside of the other city. So then, actually, you don't count the city at all, pretty much. So that means you have 500 amos to the city, all of the city, and then 1,500 amos out on the other side. And so, in that case, what we mean in the Mishnah, we say whatever you gain, you lose. That means previously, you were able to go 1,000 amos in each direction from the city. But now, since you have shifted your tchum, 2,000 amos in either direction from the city, but now that you've shifted your tchum 500 amos, so you can only go 2,500 amos in the one direction, right? 500 amos out of the city is already where you are, and 2,000 amos more. But on the other side of the city, you can no longer go 2,000 amos. You can only go 1,500 amos. However, there's another piece to this halacha. If your tchum, if the city is larger than that, and your tchum, your 2,000 amos, doesn't make it to the other side of the city, it runs out in the middle of the city, then that's as far as you can go. And so then you basically lose the whole city and your tchum shifts. So then you lose... Yeah, you gain 500 and 2,000 in one direction, or however much you shift 500, you gain 500 in one direction and lose 500 in the other. But you not only lose 500, but you lose actually the whole city plus 500, and so you lose the inclusion of the city.